Well, good Lord, y'all freaking drove to Savannah to get ice.
They did.
I got ice.
I know, and I just...
That's all you had to say. I'd have handed you the whole damn tray. There you go. I'll have some more in a minute. You won't.
But I made you and I a drink.
Yeah.
And I made them a drink.
Yeah.
And I was nice enough to bring you a Big Fatty would correct you.
Oh, that's what you called it.
Tangeray and tonic.
Oh.
You have to say Tangeray if it's Tangeray. If it's anything besides Tangeray, then you can just call it gin and tonic.
Oh, okay. I learned something new today.
Big Fatty would say, psh. Big Fatty's like, no, that's not a Tangeray and tonic.
Okay.
But that man lives on Tangeray and tonic.
Does he really?
Yeah.
I didn't see him drink one time we were in.
He was drinking when he was doing his show.
But I missed it.
Mm-mm.
Didn't I miss it?
Mm-mm. We were there.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
You have to say Tangeray if it's Tangeray. If it's anything besides Tangeray, then you can just call it gin and tonic.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1790 of the BFO for Thursday the 4th of December 2014, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to open some crema cards, and can you hear that? Can you? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Hello, flying fudge cakers. Big Fatty, what the hell? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Yo, you are flying fudge cakers today. Big Fatty, that just sounds vulgar. Because y'all, there are two important things are happening today. First of all, y'all, do you have one of the Shonies? Do you have one of the Shonies in your neighborhood? Because y'all, today, Thursday the 4th, of December, y'all, it's free hot fudge cake day. So y'all, if you got a Shoney's nearby, go on by and get you a piece of hot, free, complimentary hot fudge cake. Big Fatty, can we go get cake now? y'all, you are flying fudge cakers, because y'all, tonight on the NBC, the National Broadcasting Corporation, y'all, it is...
Flying. Look at me way up high. Suddenly, here am I. I'm flying.
Yeah, I see y'all. It is that Peter Pan on the TV machine tonight. Y'all, I hope you're planning on watching it because y'all, I watched the making of the Peter Pan live just the other night after getting back here to the Fat Cave. And y'all, it looks like it's going to be real, real good. And y'all, I got to tell you, some of the pirates and some of the Lost Boys, y'all, they're lovely. Yes, Big Fatty. And the crocodile the little Indian girl, Timbuktu, or whatever her name is. Big Fatty, that's not her name. I know, but I can't remember what it is. No, Big Fatty. But y'all, I really think it's going to be a terrific show. And y'all, it's live. So, you know, it'll be like a... It'll be like watching one of those NASCAR races. Y'all, you just watch to see them fall and break collarbones. Big Fatty!
Look at me and see how easily it's done. I'm
Yeah, I gotta say, y'all, today, the 4th of December, y'all, it is the celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, sometimes some of you know him as the Hooded Bishop. Be ready. But y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, he used to do a little show, y'all, I have a feeling he's going to start doing it again because I'm going to chew his ass when I... Big Fatty, do you chew his ass or just eat it? No, I chew... Anyway, I'm gonna have to chew his ass, y'all, because he hadn't done a little show in a while, and y'all, I'm gonna see him when I go to Atlanta later on this month. Y'all, it is the one and only the gay country boy, Big Fatty. Is that spelled C-U-N-T? No, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, it is gay country Wes, and he is over there in the Atlanta, and Big Fatty, I just know that Gay Country West is going to have a very special day because Kimberly, who was on that little opening with him, and Travis, his husband, and all the folks over there in Atlanta are going to make sure he has a big old Tanqueray and tonic, and then they're all going to have some cake. Hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Y'all, as I do on Wednesdays, on hump day, y'all went over to the Von's East during my lunch hour, and y'all, I didn't get a whole lot, but I had to get a few things. Y'all, I had to get some of my egg whites. Y'all, they had, instead of getting the two fried chicken bazooms, y'all, they were running a special for a quarter of a rotisserie chicken lunch, and it came with a quarter of a rotisserie chicken and two sides and a piece of bread. And y'all, I got that. It was on sale. Y'all, I was out of popcorn. I was out of the white popcorn. Big man, that's racist. No, white popcorn is just more tender. And y'all, I gotta tell you, the Laughing Buddha, you know, the Spam Bastard of the BFO, y'all, he's gotten me hooked on making the popcorn with the bacon grease instead of the oil. It's delicious. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, they had boneless country ribs. Big Fatty, is that spelled C-U-N-T? No, it is not. I got a package of those. Y'all, I got me some frozen blueberries. I'm going to mix that up with some a fresh pineapple that was on sale, and I picked that up. Y'all, the Von's East has an old-fashioned pound cake in the grocer's freezer case right there with the Sara Lee. But y'all, it is so much better than the Sara Lee. I picked that up. It was on sale. Y'all, I got me a couple of bags of the Garden Solid. I got me some of my citrus solid that I like to have. And y'all, I'm going to make me some sausage balls. I've already got the sausage and the cheese and the Worcestershire sauce. But y'all, I needed the Bisquick mix. So I got a box of that. And y'all, I didn't look old today. I spent $39.39, y'all, but I saved $11.42. Yes, Big Fatty! Yeah, I gotta see y'all as I do on Hump Day. I went by the P.O. Box, and y'all, there was some Crema cards there, but y'all, there was a postcard, so I thought I'd read it. Y'all, it is from Santa Claus, no, Santa Fe, Big Fatty, and y'all, it's a picture. It looks like the Fay driver is driving through Santa Fe and driving through a red light and driving through some sort of barricade or something. I don't know what's going on there, but y'all, it is from that Peter G. Big Fatty, I thought he lived in San Francisco. I said it twice. It says right here, it says Santa Fe, New Mexico. Big Fatty. It says, I've seen coyotes here in New Mexico, but very few kitties. Sorry, poodle. Big Fatty. But we did eat a lot of cake and pie. Big Fatty, we love cake and pie. It's true. And it says, love that Peter G. And Peter G, what the hell were you doing in Santa Fe? Big Fatty, we don't know, but they had cake and pie. So, you know, that's That's something in itself. Yes, Big Fatty. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I can't believe we're opening Karma Cards. Before I open them, I just thought, because I'm not going to get them all opened today, but y'all, I thought I'd just let everybody know that has sent Big Fatty a Karma Card, who I've received them from. Y'all, I've got one here from that terminally single Tim and the baby's arm. Yes, Big Fatty. That Peter G. Big Fatty. Y'all, the Robs. The Robs up there in the Illinois. Y'all, I've got one from that Daniel Biba and Joe. Y'all, here's one from San Francisco. So nice and named it Christ. Big Fatty, that one's from Peter G also. I don't know. Maybe that other thing in a Crema Card. I don't know. No, it's from Albuquerque. I bet it's not a Crema Card. And, y'all, then I've got one from the patron saint of the BFO and the number 3 fan for 2014. Y'all, that's, of course, Mr. Tim Kumal. And, of course, I've got the package from Gavin and Miss Beaver. Y'all, I'm going to open this other thing from Peter G. from New Mexico, because, y'all, that might not be a Crema Card. Big Fatty, should you open it if you're playing the Crema music? Well, I probably shouldn't, but I'm going to do it anyway. All right, Big Fatty. There may be reprisals. Let's just okay. Let's see what. Oh, well, it is sort of a Crema thing, y'all. It's his burglary. Here's a scratchy from beautiful New Mexico. Love that Peter G. And it's a holiday lucky scratchy. Big Fatty, let's scratch it now, okay? Let's just go ahead and do this. Y'all, let's just see what I have to do here. It says your numbers and the winning number, and then the bonus area reveal a Santa symbol and win $5 instantly. Well, y'all, let's see what the winning number is first. The winning number is number 1. Big Fatty, number 1. I need to go TT. Okay. And y'all, let's just see here what my numbers are. My numbers are a number 1, Big Fatty. It's a winner, y'all. Is and another number 1, Big Fatty. And it's a double winner. And then another number 1, Big Fatty. And then another number 1, Big Fatty. Y'all, it's 5 number 1s. And y'all, I have won $1 and $1 and $1 and $1. And then the bonus, y'all, if there's a Santa Claus, I win $5 instantly. Oh, and it's a diamond. Poor Big Fatty. Well, that's lovely. Peter G, I've now won $5 on here. But you're not in New Mexico, so I'm not quite sure what I should do with this. Big Fatty, if only there was some listeners to the little show that lived in New Mexico. Well, I know Gary in Albuquerque used to live there, but I think he lives in Phoenix now. Big Fatty, you're just so silly. There's got to be somebody out there, some of those mad people or something like that. You know, who knows? Yes, Big Fatty, we'll find somebody to redeem it.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello. Happy. Bacon. Hey, Bart, I found the date in my calendar, December 17th, supposed to...
Anyway.
call and cancel my XM. I'm going to miss it, but I'm going to cancel it because then they'll solicit me for another reduced price offer. Maybe. Hi, Poodle.
Hi! Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And, y'all, I couldn't understand most of what Miss Bacon said other than on the 17th of December. Y'all, she's gonna cancel her Sirius XM. Yes, Big Freddy, cancel it, Miss Bacon.
Goodbye.
Big Freddy, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my jalopy, except I'm not moving. I just pulled out to get a chicken wing and whatnot for the pre-Thanksgiving dinner. Because, you know, you can't eat just once. You've got to eat multiple times. Anyway, I was just listening to your little show, and I heard my voice letter, and I honestly, God, don't remember leaving that voice letter. I was high on, I don't even know, I got nothing, but it was, what an insane trip. And I'm just going to let you know that the northern coal mines were absolutely Arctic tundra. Freeze your balls off. Couldn't feel my toes. My extremities started to fall off cold. And I do not understand how people like Fat, Ricky can handle that at any given time. And poor Miss Lauren, I got nothing. She's so little. I don't understand how she doesn't just absolutely freeze to death. So, and this is from someone who is used to being in the cold, because, you know, I spent a little bit of time dealing with sheets of ice. I just hope that you and the Hats, who I just love them, are having a lovely Thanksgiving, or have had by the time anybody hears this. It'll be 3 weeks from now. A lovely Thanksgiving, because by the time you hear this, folks, Vader will be done with work for the year. Actually, I'm pretty much am. I've been off all week, and I don't really work last week. And I think I'm working Monday and Tuesday, and whatever. So anyway, then I'm done for the year because I'm fat like that and because I work too much. So you're all very fat, and I've got to eat some chicken wings or get them from my gentleman caller. Yeah, okay, got to go. Oh, Lord.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is old Vader. And Vader, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Lovely to hear your voice. And y'all, Vader is indeed. He is indeed done working for 2014. I think he's coming in one more day, like on the 18th. For something. I don't know what the hell he's coming in on then, but y'all, today was the last day I'll see Vader, in the coal mine, cause, you know, Big Fatty is done on the 12th, and I won't be back until the 5th. So, anyway, Vader, and y'all, he's heading down there to Rattville, y'all, he's just gonna have a hootenanny down there. He's going to see Miss Whoopi Goldfob, down there. Big Fatty! And anyway, Vader, thank you so much for the call. Y'all, I just want to update you on a couple little things here at the end. Y'all, first of all, several more of you have donated to that Gus Chad's GoFundMe. And y'all, he's up over $700 now. And I just want to say a big thank you to all of you who have reached out to help Gus Chad with all of that. Yes, Big Fatty. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday, and y'all, don't forget, y'all, I just checked that Peter Pan Live later tonight. Y'all, it's 3 hours. Big Fatty, you're gonna have to stay up late. It's true, what do you need to stay up late? Big Fatty, you probably need a gentleman caller. Well, okay. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the folks from over there, the Life of the Gay Country Boy, and y'all, the birthday boy, Gay Country Wes. Wes, what is the most important advice Big Fatty has ever given to you, huh?
You have to say Tangeray if it's Tangeray. If it's anything besides Tangeray, then you can just call it Jen.
Oh, Big Fatty, he's learned a lot in his young life.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.